Good morning.
Good morning.
早安。 You look different.
你们看起来很不一样啊。
Thank the Lord, Jesus Christ is the same.
感谢主，我们的主耶稣基督永远是一样的。
And we have a privilege that we can gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们实在是有那个权柄能够在耶稣基督的名底下一同聚集。
And we gather with Calvary in view.
我们聚集在那个加略山的底下。
Apart from our Lord Jesus' mighty work at the cross.
是神的，是耶稣基督在他在十字架上面所成就那个极大的工作。
We have no ground to stand on.
在此之外呢，我们没有任何的跟那个的地位可以站立的。
We have no right to approach the presence of the living God.
我们的除此之外，我们没有任何的权柄能够来亲近我们的神。
But Jesus' precious blood was shed.
但是呢，这主耶稣基督的宝血已经为我们流了。
And a way has been opened for us.
但是呢，那个路已经为我们开了。
We come by faith.
我们得靠着信心来到他的面前。
We stand in the grace of God.
我们呢是在站在神的恩典上。
And we rejoice together in hope of the glory of God.
我们呢是在那个在欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为呢，我因的罪的缘故呢，我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
But Jesus Christ.Is the glory of God.
但是呢，这主耶稣基督他是神的荣耀。
And Christ in you is the hope of glory.
基督在你们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
So we're going to trust the Lord as we open His Word together that we will have a meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们一同来翻开神的话的时候，我们深深的相信我们的神呢，必要带领我们进入他的话语里头。
I'd like to read a few of verses of Scripture.
我想来读几段圣经。
And then we'll have a further word of prayer.
然后我们有些祷告。
First, 2 Samuel chapter 23.
第一处呢是在撒母耳记下二十三章。
2 Samuel 23.
撒母耳记下二十三章。
Read the first 12 verses.
我们要读这头十二节圣经。
2 Samuel 23:1.
撒母耳记下第二十三章第一节。
Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David the son of Jesse, Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel.
以下是大卫末了的话，耶西的儿子大卫得居高位，是雅各神所高的，做以色列的美歌者说。
The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and His word was on my tongue.
耶和华的灵借着我说，他的话在我口中。
The God of Israel said, The Rock of Israel spoke to me, He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.
以色列的神，以色列的磐石，晓谕我说，那以公义治理人民的，敬畏神，执掌权柄。
And he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after the rain.
他必像日出的晨光，如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。
Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant.Ordered in all things and secure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase?
我家在神面前并非如此，神却与我立永远的约，这约凡事坚稳，关乎我的一切救恩和我一切所想望的，他岂不为我成就吗？
But the sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away.Because they cannot be taken with hands.
但匪类都必像荆棘被丢弃，人不敢用手拿它。
But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place.
拿它的人必带铁器和枪杆，终究他必被火焚烧。
These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Joshabashabeth, the Tachmonite,Chief among the captains. He was called Adino the Esnite, because he killed 800 men at one time.
大卫勇士的名字记在下面，他格门 人约瑟巴设，又称伊斯尼人亚底挪，他是军长的统领，一时击杀了800人。
And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodai the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated.
其次是亚和人朵多的儿子以利亚撒，从前非利士人聚集要打仗，以色列人迎着上去，有跟随大卫的三个勇士向非利士人骂阵，其中有以利亚撒。
He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand stuck to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to take the spoil.
他起来击杀非利士人，直到手臂疲乏，手粘住刀把。那日耶和华使以色列人大获全胜，众民在以色列以利亚撒后头专夺财物。
And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. Then the people fled from the Philistines.
其次是哈拉人雅基的儿子沙马。一日非利士人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众民就在非利士人面前逃跑。
But he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it.And killed the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory.
沙马却站在那田间，击杀非利士人，救护了那田。耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
And then in the New Testament, a couple of verses in Hebrews chapter 11.
在新约里头，我们要读几节圣经是在希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11 verse 33.
希伯来书第十一章第33节
Who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions.
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword.Out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
Verse
39. 第三十九节。
And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise.God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
And finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
最后我们读哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57.
哥林多前书第十五章第57节。
But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain.In the Lord.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we've read your word together.
亲爱的主，我们一同来读了你的话。
And Lord, as we come to your word, Lord, we want to confess that we are completely depending upon you.
主，我们来到你话语的面前，我们得承认。我们对你的话，我们得完全的依靠你。
Lord, we don't understand your word.
主，我们实在是不明白你的话。
We're not able to hear unless you open our ear.
若不是你开我们的耳朵，我们实在听不懂你的话。
Lord, we can have no understanding unless you give us understanding.
除非你让我们有明白的心，我们实在是没办法明白你的话。
So Lord, we don't want to depend upon ourselves.
所以主，我们实在是不能够依靠我们自己。
We trust that we're here in your presence.
我们深深的相信你在这里与我们同在。
And Lord, we are gathered in your name.
我们在你的名下聚集。
And Lord, we bow before your throne.
我们在你的宝座前下拜。
And we trust that you have sent the Holy Spirit to us.
我们相信你已经差遣你的圣灵到我们当中。
To guide us into the truth.
带领我们进入一切的真理。
To take the things that belong to you.
让我们能够承受一切属于你的
，and to make them real to us，
让他们成为我里要让我们里面在我们里面成为真实。
Lord, we are trusting in you。
主，我们来依靠你。
We thank you for your provision for our time together。
我们感谢你为我们所预备的这段时间。
Lord, we do pray. Lord, may you be honored in this time。
主，我们的祷告就是愿你的名在这里被得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name, we pray。
奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Now, brothers and sisters, I know that many of you are very, you're getting used to this new situation.
对弟兄姊妹们，我想你们到现在已经非常习惯于这个新的环境。
And there's something very precious about changes.
有的时候呢，一些改变对我们来讲是非常宝贝的。
Because the Lord uses times like this to stir us up.
因为呢，主呢用了这些机会呢，使我们的心呢再次被举起。
And sometimes we don't see how much we've actually settled down until the Lord comes and stirs us up.
有的时候我们实在是不明白我们到底得到了多少次，只等到我们的主把我们的心再一次被挑起来。
And in South Jersey, where we meet together with the saints,
在南泽西，我们跟的圣徒们一同聚集。
We're experiencing something very similar.
我们呢，跟各位所经历的非常的类似。
And our gathering has been in a gymnasium.
我们现在的是在一个体育馆里面聚会。
And sometimes we all squeeze into brothers' home to pray together.
有的时候呢，我们必须挤在那个弟兄姊妹们的家里头了，一同来祷告。
And in many ways, it's very unsettling.
在很多方面来说呢，我们都还没有安定下来。
But in other ways, it's been very, very precious.
但是呢，从另外角度来说呢，这些也是非常宝贝的时候。
And we find that we can meet the Lord in a fresh way.
我们呢可以在一个新的那个的情况底下来遇见我们的主。
And we have a sense that the Lord wants to make a new beginning in our life.
我们呢里头深深的感觉到主在我们的生命里头要有一个新的开始。
And the Lord has set something before us.
主呢已经摆在我们的面前。
It's like a new ground.
好像有一个新的一个根基。
And He wants us to occupy that ground for Him.
他要我们为着他呢能够得着这个根基。
That together on the basis of His finished work at the cross.
要我们一同在他把十字架所成就的那个工作里头一同来聚集。
We can take this little place of ground for the Lord.
我们呢为着我们的主呢可以把这一块小的这个一块地呢为了主的得着。
And so brothers and sisters, we're all in this together.
所以的弟兄姊妹们我们呢都是一同来在这样的经历里头。
Whether we have a sure meeting place or not.
不管是我们是不是有一个一个我们自己的聚会的地方。
The Lord has His eye on each one of us.
所有的主的眼目呢，在我们每一个人的身上。
And He's calling us into association with Himself.
他呢是呼召我们呢，一同跟他有联合。
To share with us the burdens of His heart.
把他的心中的负担呢，跟我们所交通。
And we can see God's purpose concerning His Son.
所以呢，让那个神呢，让我们看见呢，他在他儿子身上的目的是什么。
That God has appointed His Son to be the head over all things.
那个我们的神呢，已经呢立他儿子在万有之上。
Heaven is His throne.
天是他的座位。
The earth is His footstool.
地是他的脚凳。
This universe is His inheritance.
这个整个宇宙呢，都是他的那个产业。
Jesus Christ has been appointed by God to rule over this universe.
耶稣基督呢，神已经立他要统管万有。
And we as His redeemed ones,
我们呢是他所救赎回来的。
Have been called into a special relationship.
我们被呼召呢，就来进入一个非常特别的跟他的特别的关系。
To be His intimate companion.
是他一个非常亲密的伙伴。
To associate with Him in everything.
在凡事上都与他联合。
To share the throne with him.
跟他一同来同享这个宝座。
And to be there with him as those who have been conformed into his image.
哦，那跟那一些一切呢，跟磨成他样式的那些的那人呢，一同来聚集在他里头。
That in every part of our lives we're compatible with the king.
在我们生命当中每一个部分呢，都与我们的主能够相合。
And while we're here in this place at this time,
当我们在这个地方这个时候一同聚集的时候，
we are together to be a testimony of His greatness.
我们呢在这里一同呢，为了他的伟大来做见证。
Now there's a lot of work to do.
这实在是有许多工作需要做。
Beginning right here.
是从我们这里开始的。
There's a lot of changes that have to be made.
在那个有许许多多的那个改变的需要发生的。
But our Lord is faithful.
但是我们的主是信实的。
And His gifts and His calling are without repentance.
他的那个恩赐和选召呢是没有后悔的。
That means He has called you.
因为这就是说呢，他已经呼召了你。
He has gifted you.
他已经呢那个装备了你。
And he will never change his mind.
他从来不会改变他的心意的。
He knew you before the foundation of the world.
他在那个创世以前呢就已经认识了你。
He saw you.
他就看见了你。
And he planned to create you.
他呢计划要来创造你。
And to give you to his son.
要把他的儿子呢赐给你。
Sin entered in.
但是呢罪进入了。
And there was a fall.
那里有一个堕落。
But God made provision.
但是呢，神为我们预备了。
In the lamb slain.
在那个被杀的羔羊里。
Even from the foundation of the world.
甚至是在创世以前呢。
He made provision.
他已经为我们预备了。
So that no matter how far we've fallen.
所以不管我们呢堕落了多远多深。
No matter how far off we are.
不管是我们离了他多远。
No matter how many problems we have.
不论我们有那个遇见了多少的困难。
No matter how weak we see ourselves to be.
不管是我们看我们自己是如何的软弱。
He's made full provision.
他呢为我们预备了一切。
To bring us right back into His eternal purpose.
把我们呢一同带到他的永远的旨意里。
And to make us fit to inherit with the King.
让我们能够能够符合能够预那个与我们的主相合。
That's why we dare not be defeated.
所以呢，我们呢不敢呢那个失败。
If Calvary is in view,
如果呢加略山已经在望。
Brothers and sisters, we have reason to rejoice.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有一同欢呼的理由。
If we look at ourselves,
如果我们只看我们自己的话。
There are many reasons to be discouraged.
但实在有许许多多的理由让我们呢气馁。
If we look at one another,
但是我们如果我们看彼此相看的话，
there are many more reasons to be discouraged.
可能我们看到更多的那个理由让我们气馁。
We tend to flatter ourselves.
如果我们呢把这那个自己自高自大的话，
and we're hard on others.
我们那个对别人呢确实那样子的那个严厉。
But brothers and sisters, the focus of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，我们心里头我们所要着重的
is to be that man in the glory.
就是那一位在荣耀里的那一位
that man at God's right hand.
在神的右手边的那位
Now this wonderful portion in 2 Samuel.
在撒母耳记下这一段呢是非常的宝贝的
Now this is something we've been sharing together in South Jersey for quite a few weeks.
这也是我在南泽西跟弟兄姊妹们一同交通的一段好一段时间了。
And we really sense the Lord speaking to us through this portion.
我们实在是感觉到神呢借着这段话呢向我们说话。
And that is David the king in his very last song.
在那个大卫王呢他最后的一个诗里头。
You could see the burden of his heart.
我们能够看到他心里面的负担。
The summary of his whole life.
是他整个生命的总结。
In his elderly years.
在他年老的时候。
He wanted to leave something with those who would come after.
他要为着后来的人能够留下一些东西。
And there's something that captured in this last song.
在这个最后的一个诗里头呢，实在是有些是抓住我们。
David was a man after God's own heart.
那个大卫呢，是符合神心意的人。
He was a man who served the counsel of God in his generation.
他呢是服侍了那一世代的人。
He was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
The Spirit of the Lord gave David these words at the end of his life.
主的灵呢，把这一段话给了大卫。
You know that David was a man of war.
我们知道呢，大卫是一个勇士。
He fought many battles.
他呢，经过了许多的征战。
He experienced many victories.
他也经历了许多的得胜。
But he also experienced failure in his life.
但是呢，在他的生命当中也经历了许多一些失败。
He fell very low in his life.
他在他的生命当中，有时候是失败的那样的低。
And his failure, his sin brought tragedy into his whole family.
他的失败，他的罪呢，为他的整个这全家呢，带进了那个悲剧。
His sons were taken from him.
他的好多的儿子们呢，都因此他失去了。
His daughter was dishonored.
他的女儿呢，也被玷污了。
And even his son sought his life.
甚至呢，他的儿子还要得那个要他的命。
In one way, his life was a tragedy.
从一个角度来说呢，他的这个生命实在是一个悲剧。
But brothers and sisters, in David's last song,
但是弟兄姊妹们，在大卫他最后的一个诗里头
，there was something that was very clear to his heart.
在他的心目中有些东西是非常非常的清楚的。
And he saw the reason for everything.
他借着这个呢，看在所有的事，看见了许多事背后的理由。
He saw the vision.Of that righteous king.
他呢看见了那位公义的主的那个得胜。
There is one that rules over men.
那里有一位呢，他在统管万有之上。
He is the righteous one.
他是那位公义的。
He rules in the fear of God.
他是在敬畏神的那个里头呢，来掌权。
And when this righteous one is on the throne,
当这位公义者坐在宝座上的时候
，He will be.As the light of the morning,
他呢就要像好像呢是清晨的日光呢
Just as the rising of the sun,
就好像那个正要起来的那个晨曦
After all the storm has passed away,
当许多的风暴刚刚过去了
And the tender grass springs from the earth,
那个在地上呢就发生了嫩草
Just like the sun shines through the rain,
就好像呢那个在雨后啊，那个日光呢，普照大地。
When this righteous one is on the throne,
当这位公义者坐在宝座上的时候
，there will be a brand new day.
那是一个新的一天的开始。
Brand new life.
一个新的生命。
A brand new beginning.
一个新的开始。
Hope for God's people.
为了神的百姓呢，带进了盼望。
And he saw it wasn't him.
他知道呢，这个不是他自己。
He thought it was him.
他以为他是 他自己
But God had promised him.
神已经那个允许他
There was one that would come after him.
有一位呢是在他之后要来的
That the fruit of his own body, there would be one that God would raise up.
在他的后裔当中呢神要兴起一位来
And he would set him upon the throne.
他要呢立他在宝座上
And he would reign forever.
他要治理直到永远
And all the dominion would belong to him.
所有的那个权柄呢都属于他
All of the peoples would submit to him.
所有的百姓呢都要向他臣服
And his dominion would be everlasting dominion.
他的权柄呢是直到永远的
And his kingdom would never come to an end.
他的那个国度呢永远没有止境
David saw that there was one who was coming.
大卫看见有一位他是要来的
There was no fault in him.
在他里头呢是毫无那个毫无缺点的。
And even though he could look at his own house,
虽然呢，他能够看了他的全家
，and see much evidence of failure,
他看到许许多多那个失败
，much that falls short of the glory of God,
那许许多多呢那个亏缺神荣耀的地方。
He knew that God's covenant could never fail.
但是呢，神他知道神的约呢永远不会改变
，because God Himself.Had given his word.
因为呢，神呢已经把他的话赐给我。
And it was impossible for God to lie.
因为神呢是绝不会说谎的。
So he trusted in the covenant of God.
所以他呢，自己呢，深深的相信神的约。
That in every detail.
在每一个细节上，他都相信。
In every possible need.
在任何的需要里头。
In every kind of danger,
在任何的那个危险里头,
God had made provision.
神呢已经赐给他的供应,
and that in God's time,
是在神的时间里头,
all would come to pass.
这些事情都要发生的。
But you know, there was a warning here, brothers.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这里有一个警告。
It's often easy to miss that warning at the end in verses 6 and 7.
常常呢，我们会忽略了在第六节、第七节呢，这个最后一段话的那个警告。
There's a way in which, we like to hear the good part.
我们呢常常是喜欢听好的一方面的。
And sometimes the exhortation, the condition we can miss.
但是呢，他神的那个他的警戒，他的鼓励呢，我们常常倒是忽略了。
This is God's purpose.
这是呢神的目的。
And God's purpose cannot fail.
但是神的那个永远的旨意是不会改变的。
And God has called us to.Set this vision before us.
神要我们呢，他呼召我们呢，把这个意象呢，永远摆在我们面前。
And even as David, to set our whole hearts upon.
这个大卫呢，在这里要我们呢，把我们的心呢，都摆在这个上面。
He said, "My whole heart, my whole desire, this is it."
这是我的心，我的所有的盼望，所在的地方。
This is the meaning of my life.
这是我生命的意义。
But the warning, is of a battle that lies ahead.
这里呢是给我们的一个警告啊，是摆在我们前头的那个征战。
This purpose of God will be bitterly opposed.
这个神他永远的旨意呢，他会被人是激烈的反对的。
Even though God will prevail in the end.
虽然呢神在至终呢他会得胜。
Everyone who sets their heart on God's purpose.
每一位呢把自己的心呢摆在神的那个旨意上的。
Will find themselves in the midst of a battle.
他都会发觉呢，他们就在那个征战的当中。
And going on with God will be challenged.
我们呢，如果跟与神同行的话呢，我们会受到挑战。
And so David is presenting this warning.
所以呢，大卫在这里呢，把这个警告摆在我们面前。
The sons of rebellion will resist God's purpose.
那些反对神的人呢，他们会抵挡神。
So God's people have to be prepared to fight.
所以神的百姓呢，必须预备好，预备起来征战。
These enemies are like thorns.
这些匪类呢，就好像荆棘一样。
You can't reach out and take them with your hands.
你啊，没有办法用手去拿它的。
You try to fight in your own strength.
如果你要用你的自己的能力去跟他征战的话，
and you'll draw back.
你立刻你就会退缩了。
Your own strength will never get you through.
你自己的能力的永远没办法得胜的。
It's necessary to be equipped.
我们需要呢被受装备。
To be armed.
带上了那个武器。
With the iron and with the spear.
带着那个铁器呢，带着枪杆。
Now it's very interesting in the Hebrew.
在那个希伯来文里面的话，这也是非常有兴趣的。
This word that's translated armed.
这个字呢，它是翻成了被装备的哈，带着铁器的。
It literally means to be filled up.
在这里，它的原来的意思呢，原文的意思就是你就被充满了。
So that these weapons of our warfare.
所以这些这些那个武器呢是。我们呢一直要征战要用的。
They're not just weapons on the outside.
它不是呢我们在外面的一些武器。
But these weapons are a filling up on the inside.
这些武器呢是从我们里面所涌出来的。
There's something of the equipment of God.
这是神所在我们身上所有的装备。
That has to be built into our lives.
是要在我们的生命里头呢就要被建立起来。
And God's work is always from the inside.To the outside.
神的话呢，总是从我们的里面呢做到外面来。
This world is from the outside.
这个世界呢是的话是从外面来的。
To cover up what's on the inside.
要把我们里面呢是那个所有的遮盖。
But God begins on the inside.
但是呢，神呢是从我们里面那个做出来的。
And this equipping for the battle begins.With our hearts.
这个为了征战所有的装备呢，是从我们里面开始的。
Our hearts need to be as the heart of the king.
我们的心，我们里面的心呢，要像我们的王的心一样。
As David's song.
像就好像那个这大卫所这里所唱的。
The clear vision of God's King set before us.
那个王的意象呢，是清楚的摆在我们的眼前。
A living faith in a living God.
一个活的信心呢，是建在那个活的神身上。
That in spite of what I am.
不管我是什么样的人,
in spite of all the appearances,
不管是外面所看见的什么样子,
in spite of all of my history,
不管我过去发生了什么事,
God is true to His word.
但是神呢,对他的话语总是信实的,
and His covenant is sure.
他的那个,对我们约呢,是确立的,
and in every detail, God has made provision.
在任何的细节上呢,神都为我们预备了,
and our whole heart focused on this one thing.
我们的心呢，单单的注视在这一件事情上。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to pass through many tests in order for our hearts to be established in this way.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的心呢，要经过许许多的试炼呢，它才能够被建立起来。
But the Lord's word is clear.
但是呢，神的话是非常的清楚的。
In order for the Lord to gain the victory.
为了要使得神的主呢，他得胜。
In your life, in my life.
在你的生命里头，在我的生命里头。
In order for you and I to serve His purpose in our generation.
为了要使我们能够在我们这个世代里头来服侍他的那个旨意。
God has to gain us first.
神呢，必须先得着我们。
He has to get hold of us first.
他必须要紧紧地先抓住我们。
And He's got to do something inside of us.
他必须在我们的里面呢，先做些事情。
To make our hearts to be after His own heart.
要使我们的心呢，成为一个合他心意的人。
That's the beginning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这只是开始而已。
And you know, there's examples of men that God did this in their life.
在这里呢，我看见了一些例子，是神呢，在他们身上呢，在他们生命当中是做了一些事情。
It's very interesting, right after this last song,
非常的让我们吸引我们的注意的，在这个最后的一首诗歌之后呢,
instead of speaking of all of David's victories,
他没有说到那个大卫他一生许许多的那些得胜的事情,
or of all of the wonderful things that he did,
或者呢，说到他许许多多那些奇妙的事情他所做的,
it speaks of the names of the mighty man whom David had.
他是反而是说到那些一些人一些大勇士的名字是大卫所拥有的。
Doesn't speak of his victories.
他一点都没有说到大卫他自己的得胜。
Doesn't speak of the geographic extent of his kingdom.
他一点都没有说到他的国土呢，到底疆界有多大。
Doesn't speak of his possessions, his houses, his wealth.
他也没有说到他自己的家是多么样的丰富，他所拥有的是多么的多。
It speaks of the mighty man whom David had.
他说到的呢是大卫呢，他所拥有的一些勇士。
In other words, these were men whose hearts belonged to the king.
就是说到呢，这些人的心呢，他们都单单属于他们的王大卫。
These were men whom the king was able to secure, to gain.
这些人的心呢，是单单属于大卫的。
Their hearts belonged to him.
他们的心呢，是属于大卫的。
And there was some incident in their life.
在他们的生命当中呢，发生了一些事情。
That seemed to capture their significance in the king's eye.
然后在王的眼中呢，是看为宝贵的。
We're not told their whole life story.
他这里并没有告诉我们这些人他们一生的事情。
We're only told one thing about them.
我们自己说到他们生命当中是发生了一件事。
And that one incident in their life sort of sums up their whole life.
那一件事情呢，实在是。 总结了他们一生的生活。
And it shows what it was about these men that impressed the king.
他们说到呢，关于这些人身上是如何的能够吸引了这个王的注意。
These descriptions illustrate how valuable these men were to the king.
这些经文呢，说到在这些人呢，在王的眼中是何等样的宝贝。
And there's something about the character that they demonstrate.
这也说到了他们的那个他们在性格当中所显出来的。
That shows that they're men that are right after David's heart.
说到这些人呢，他们的心呢是单单的归给大卫的。
They're cut out of the same cloth.
他们呢？
They're exactly the same.
他们呢，实在是在这一点上呢，是完全一模一样的。
They're made of the same material.
他们呢，实在是从一个同样的材料里头造出来的。
And brothers and sisters, we've been called to follow.
弟兄姊妹们，我们被呼召呢，就是要来跟随。
Because brothers and sisters, we serve the same Lord.
因为弟兄姊妹们，我们所服侍的呢，都是同一位的主。
David, you know, is just the type of that one who is coming in.
我们知道大卫呢，是那将来要来的那一位的那个预表。
And that's why we need to hear these words today.
所以这是为什么我们今天呢，需要再次来读这些话。
There's another description of these men in 1 Chronicles chapter 11.
在那个历代志上第十一节第十一章里面，他又从又述说了一次这些勇士。
First Chronicles chapter 11 verse 10.
在历代志上第十一章第十节。
It says, Now these were the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom with all Israel to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel.
以下记录跟随大卫勇士的领袖，就是奋勇帮助他得国，照着耶和华吩咐以色列的话，与以色列人一同立他做王的。
This shows the motive of these men.
这里告诉我们这些人里面的动机是什么？
They had taken their part with the king.
他们呢，把他们自己所有的呢，带他自己所有的呢，一同来跟随这个王。
They were standing with the king.
他们呢，是在那里与王一同站立。
Now you remember, in many years before.
如果弟兄姊妹记得，在许多年以前呢。
When David was being pursued by King Saul.
当扫罗王在追杀大卫的时候。
The spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul.
那个神的灵已经离开扫罗了。 And
Saul saw David as his rival.
那个扫罗呢，是看大卫为仇敌。
And he pursued him to destroy him.
那他那个追逐大卫呢，要把他除灭。
And David took refuge in a cave at Adullam.
那个大卫呢，在那个亚杜兰洞呢，在那里逃命。
And we're told that many of David's brethren from the tribe of Judah.
在那里说到呢，在那个犹大的那个支派里面，他许多的兄弟来跟随他。
There were many who were discontented.
在那里有许多窘迫的。
They had all kinds of problems.
他们有许许多多的难处的。
They were deeply in debt.
他们呢是欠债的。
They were very much losers.
他们呢在许多的方面都是这个失败的。
And they gathered to David.
他们呢聚到大卫那里去。
To make him king.
使他那个成为他们的王。
Now probably they figured they had nothing else to lose.
他们大概想说我们没有任何其他还能够失去的。
And maybe David represented their best hope.
那个也许呢大卫呢代表他们的最好的那个盼望。
But whatever their motive was.
不管他们的动机是什么。
When they first gathered round David.
当他们聚集在大卫那里的时候。
By the end of their life.
在他们的生命终了的时候。
God had done something in them.
神呢在他们的里头呢做了些事情。
And they were mighty men.
他们成为了勇士。
And they were men of character.
他们呢是那个是一些。 良善的一些勇士,
and there were men who saw that God's purpose rested with David.
他们看见呢，那个神的永远的旨意呢，是在大卫身上。
And they stood with David.
他们呢，跟大卫站立得住。
Not just to have their problem solved.
不光只是把他们的难处解决了。
Not just to have their debts paid off.
不是单单使他们的债都付了。
Not just to receive protection from their enemies.
逃离了他们仇敌的那个逼迫
，or to seek special favors from the king，
或者是呢，他们只是来王那里呢找到一些好处。
These were men that recognized that God's purpose was centered in David。
但他们这些人呢，他们发觉他们认识呢，神的永远的旨意呢是在大卫的身上。
And that the fulfillment of God's purpose concerning David，
他也看见了神呢的这个永远的旨意呢是关乎大卫的。
was the fulfilling of God's purpose for all of Israel.
时代呢是神的那个的旨意呢是关乎是全以色列的。
So all of the covenants, all of the promises rested in this one.
所有的那个的那个神的应许，神的所立的约，都在这个人身上。
And so when those men said, "We stand with David,"
所以当这些人说呢，我们跟大卫一同站在一起的时候。
We make David our king.
我们呢使大卫成为我们的王。
They were saying we stand with God.
他们说了我们跟神站在一起。
We stand with God's purpose.
我们呢是跟神的永远的旨意站在一起。
We stand for God's kingdom.
我们是为了神的那个永远的国度站在一起。
We submit to God as our king.
我们呢向神呢降服成为我们的王。
We take God's will as our choice.
我们呢把神的旨意呢成为我们的旨意。
So they strengthen themselves with David.
所以呢他们呢的这为跟大卫一起呢坚固他们自己
so that God's will could be done.
所以呢以至于神的旨意能够成就
They represented God's interest.
他们呢实在是代表了 所 表示的是神他所要的
This was the motive of their life.
这就是他们生命当中的一些许许的动机
And so we read these examples of these mighty men.
所以当我们来读这些勇士们所给我们的例子的时候
We see their beginning was very poor.
当我们看见了他们开始的光景是非常的差的。
Nothing very promising there.
在那里实在是没有看不见什么好。
A lot of troublemakers.
他们呢很多都是的那些那个制造那个麻烦的人。
A lot of people who didn't know how to manage their money.
许多人呢他们呢不知道如何来管理他们的钱的。
Probably people who had enemies who were trying to find them.
所以也许有些人呢他们有许多的他们的仇家呢要追杀他们。
Hopeless people.
他们实在是一批毫无指望的人。
But they saw in David.Hope.
但是呢，他们在大卫身上看见了盼望。
And they eventually came to see that God's purpose, God's will, is centered in Him.
他们最终呢，看见了神的永远的旨意呢，是集中在这个人的身上。
Each of these men,
每一个人
was one whom David had.
都是呢，大卫在那时候所拥有的。
He gained them.
他得到了这些人。
Their hearts, their minds.Were for him.
他们的心思意念呢是单单为了大卫的。
And there's something of an example in each of their lives for you and me.
这些在这些人身上呢，他们身上都有一些那个的例子呢，是在说给你我听的。
The Lord Jesus Christ, He's our King.
主耶稣基督呢，他是我们的王。
And He wants to gain a people for His name.
他为了他的名的缘故呢，他得着一批百姓。
Hearts that are according to His heart.
那是他们的心呢，是端端的，那个跟着是能够的体贴他心意的。
Minds that are in agreement with His mind.
我们的那个意念呢，是和他的意念相符合的。
Character that corresponds to His character.
我们的性格呢，是跟他的性格呢是相符的。
And brothers and sisters, even though our beginning is very weak.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然我们刚开始的光景是非常非常的软弱的
，We've been called together，
但是呢，我们被呼召在一起
，To allow God to do something in us，
允许呢神呢在我们里头做事
，To allow Him to gain us，
允许呢他得着我们
，Not for our own sake，
不是为我们自己的好处
，Not so we can feel happy，
不是让我们那个觉得有什么样的愉悦
，just have all of our problems solved，
或者是呢，使我们一些难处解决
，all of our debts paid off，
好像我们所有的债都还清了
，all of our troubles taken away，
我们所有的难处呢都解决了
，but so that we can stand with God for God's purpose，
这是的目的呢，是为了要我们能够跟神站一起，是为了他的那个旨意
，that God's King may come，
使得呢他的神的王呢。
And that Jesus Christ may receive His inheritance.
耶稣基督能够得着他的产业。
This is our calling.
这是我们的呼召啊。
We have to be a certain kind of people.
我们必须要成为某一类的人。
Now, very briefly, we can look at the examples.
我们很快的，我们可以看一看这些例子。
Joshua Bashabeth.
这也约瑟巴色。
It's very difficult even to say his name.
这个他的名字是甚至非常是难。难讲的。
Probably we wouldn't say his name very often for that very reason.
可能因为他的名字是这么样的不好读啊，所以我们很少提到他的名字。
He's one that would be quickly passed over.
他大概是我们很快的就会读过他的名字。
And some translations, there's a little bit of difference about what his name actually is.
不同的翻译呢，甚至对他的名字呢，都有不同的翻译。
And some he's called Dino, the Esnite.
有的说呢，是他是伊斯尼人呢，雅底挪。
Or the Tachmonites.
或者是呢，塔格门人。
The one who sits upon the seat.
他是那一位啊，是坐在那个宝座上的。
A ruler, a man of authority.
是一个统治者。
In Chronicles, it's said of him that he lifted up the spear.
在那个历代志的时候呢，他说他举起了他的那个枪矛。
And that he killed 800 men at one time.
他呢一时呢击杀了800人。
That's all that's said about it.
仅仅说到他这件事。
And we think, well, David was a man of war. He must have been very impressed.
大卫他是一个战士呢，他为了这件事情呢，他一定是印象深刻。
He's a very violent man.
他是一个非常凶猛的人。
800 men at one time.
他一时呢就击杀了八百人。
But there's something a little more, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们，对他这个人，对这个人呢，还有一些更有更多一点的。
And it's to do with this lifting up of his spear.
就是呢，说到呢，他举起了他的矛。
Now, if all you had was a spear.
他所有的呢，只不过是一根矛。
How far do you think you could get with that spear?
你想，如果只有一根矛，能够做多少事情呢？
If you're surrounded by 800,
如果你是被八百人所包围的
，now you have a little bit more range with a spear than you do with a sword.
也许呢，你这个用矛呢，你可以是那个够到的地方稍微比那个刀呢稍微远一点。
But I don't know about you, brother and sister, but it doesn't seem that any way you look at it, that's not going to be much help.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，我想不管你怎么来看呢，虽然是矛是稍微好一点，但是呢，它帮助并不见得会大多少。
Because if you throw the spear, you've lost it.
因为你如果你把这个矛一扔出去的话，你就没有矛了。
And you've only used it once.
而且你只能用一次。
But if you hold on to the spear,
但是如果你抓着这紧握着这个矛的话
，you pretty much just got to stand in your place. You lose your range.
你呢？但只能站在那个你站的地方，你大概不能够到多远。
And of course, a sword is much better for close range fighting.
你知道，如果用剑的话呢，在一个近距离的搏斗的话呢，反而更有用。
So to stand in your spot and to fight with your spear, seems to be quite a losing proposition.
如果你是仅仅站在那个地方，用你的矛在那里征战的话，你大概注定要失败的。
But remember, there's something in the incident that illustrates the character of the man.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，当他在这样的描述的时候呢，也是说到这个人里面的一个性格。
And there's something about this man.
这里说到有一些关于这个人的。
Is that he took what provision he had.
就是呢，他那个抓紧了他自己一切所拥有的。
And he used it to the full.
他呢，把他那个用到那个那个到极限。
By all appearance, he didn't have enough.
在外面来看呢，好像他所有的并不够。
He didn't have very much at all.
他并没有太多的东西。
But what he did have, he took up.
但是呢，他紧紧的抓住他所拥有的。
And he used it.
他就使用它。
And God gave the victory.
那神呢，使他得胜。
Now, brothers and sisters, you and I can do exactly the same thing.
弟兄姊妹们，你和我呢，可以做同样的事。
We can look at ourselves.
我们可以看我们自己。
And we can say, I don't have very much of a knowledge of God's word.
那我自己呢，实在是对于神的话语呢，认识的不多。
There's so much that I don't know.
有许多的事情我不明白。
I don't have near the experiences of some others of God's people.
我自己所拥有的跟其他的那个神的百姓所拥有的实在是差太远了。
And there's a way that we can disqualify ourselves.
我们呢实在很快呢就认我们不够格了。
And belittle the provision of God.
在神所供应底下的供应里头呢，我们实在是非常微小的。
That God has spoken to us.
但是呢，神呢
He has committed his word to us. We might not know everything. But what God has spoken to us is true.
但是呢, 神所已经向我们说过的话,
and it's something that we do have. We might not have experienced a lot of different things. But brothers and sisters, we can testify.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 我们可以见证一件事。
If we belong to the Lord, we know that we've met the Lord.
如果我们, 知道我们的神的话, 我们知道我们遇见了我们的神。
And that he's never been false.
他呢, 从来没有, 那个, 没有虚谎。
He has never forsaken.
他呢, 从来不放弃的。
He's absolutely trustworthy.
他呢,
but brothers and sisters, sometime we might find ourselves in a situation
弟兄姊妹们, 也许有的时候呢, 我们发觉我们是站在同样的情况里,
where we're really put to a test.
我们呢, 是经过了试炼,
and we're surrounded on every side.
我们呢, 这四面呢, 都受敌了,
and we want to run away.
我们呢, 是希望能够逃跑,
but there's no place to go.
但是呢, 却没有地方可逃,
and there's only one thing that remains.
只有一件事情能留下来,
we take up what God has given us.
就是呢, 我们呢, 握住神所赐给我们的,
and we use it.
我们就使用它,
by faith,
借着信心,
we confess God's truth.
我们呢, 那个, 承认神的信实,
we confess God's truth concerning our family life.
我们呢, 那个, 相信, 神在我们的家庭生活中是信实的,
we confess God's truth concerning our work life.
我们呢, 相信, 神在我们工作上是信实的,
we confess God's truth about our personal life.
我们相信呢, 神在我们个人的生命当中呢, 也是信实的,
we confess God's truth about our church life.
我们相信呢, 神他, 对我们整个教会的生活也是信实的,
we can't say everything.
我们可以说一切的事,
but we can say something.
但是有一些事情不能说,
we can agree with him.
也可以说, 就是我们可以跟他同意的,
and God gives the victory.
就是神呢, 他赐给,
it's very interesting in the Hebrews.
在, 希伯来文里面, 这个是非常有趣的,
this word lifted up.
这个字呢, 它是, 它说起来,
in 1 Chronicles, where it speaks of Joshua being lifting up the sword, the spear.
在那个历代志上的时候啊, 他是说到这个, 约瑟巴色呢, 他举起了, 他的矛。
That word is Ur. You are in the English.
在, 英文就说你是,
and it means literally to open up your eyes.
在, 这个字的意面上的意义就是说呢, 就看, 那个什么, 开你的眼睛,
to wake up.
醒过来,
to lift yourself up.
把你自己呢, 那个, 提起来,
to stir yourself up.
让你的心呢, 受激动,
and brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's exhortation to us.
弟兄姊妹, 这是神呢, 他对我们的那个劝勉呢,
sometimes we can leave our Bibles on the shelf or on the table or in our Bible bag.
有的时候呢, 我们把, 把圣经呢, 摆在我们书架上, 摆在我们书桌上, 甚至呢, 摆在我们那个床的旁边,
but sooner or later the Lord's going to put us in a situation.
这是呢, 迟早呢, 神要把我们摆在一个情况里,
we're going to have to wake up.
我们呢, 必须醒过来,
and take up that word.
拿着神的话,
and confess the truth.
而且呢, 那个, 宣告, 那个, 他, 他的信实,
discover that the battle is not ours.
发觉呢, 这个征战呢, 实在不是我们自己的, 而是神他的, 神的征战。
Now Eleazar, very quickly.
我们很快呢, 看到以利亚撒,
Eleazar is a very interesting character.
以利亚撒呢, 也是非常有意义的一个人。
We're told that he had a spirit of defiance.
这说呢, 他有那个, 一个, 征战的灵。
In verse 9 of 2 Samuel 23, that he was one of three, and he stood with David and defied the Philistines.
他是在那三个勇士之一呢, 跟大卫站在一起呢, 他是向腓力士人骂阵的。
And it was during a battle when all the men of Israel had run away.
在那个大征战的时候呢, 所有的以色列人都跑光了。
So you see what captured David about this Eleazar.
你看见呢, 在这个, 以利亚撒呢, 有些事情呢, 他那个, 吸引了那个大卫的注意。
Is that his loyalty to the king was not in order to win the praise of others.
就是呢, 他对于王的那个, 那个, 信, 忠心呢, 他不在乎, 别人对他的称许。
But his loyalty to the king was out of devotion to the king.
他那个对的那个王的那个信实呢，是根据他对这个王呢，他完全的奉献。
And he proved that in the heat of the battle.
他呢是在那个激烈的征战当中呢，证明了这件事。
When everyone else ran away,
当所有其他人都跑光的时候
，he stayed.With David.
他呢跟大卫站立得住。
And he fought side by side with David.
他跟大卫呢一同征战。
There was a loyalty in this man Eleazar.
在这个人呢以利亚撒身上我们看见了忠心。
A dedication.
他是完全的奉献。
A willingness to lay down his own life.
甚至呢愿意放下他自己的生命。
In order to stand with the king.
好叫他能够跟王能够站在一起。
To Eleazar, he didn't care what the others were doing.
那个对以利亚撒来说呢，他并一点都不在意其他人怎么做。
He didn't care whether the others stayed or whether they left.
他不在意其他人呢，似乎他们到底是留下来呢，还是他们跑光了。
Of course, it would have been better if everyone stayed.
当然呢，如果所有的人他们留下来是最好的事。
But if everyone runs away, that doesn't mean that I'm going to run away.
就算是所有人都跑光了，我也不跑的。
That was Eleazar.
那这就是以利亚撒。
And we're told that he stood up and he attacked.
在这里啊，他说以利亚撒呢，他起来，好那个他征战。
He wasn't passive.
他呢并不是被动的。
He was defiant.
他是那个骂阵攻击的。
In other words, he resisted.
他也就是说呢，他反抗。
Much the way David was defiant as a young boy when he faced Goliath.
就好像在那个大卫，他在小的时候，他面对那个哥利亚的时候呢，也是起来就去征战。
All of Israel was trembling in fear.
那时候呢，所有的以色列人呢，他们都吓坏了。
And David said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?"
那个大卫说呢，说这个没有受割礼的那非利士人是什么人呢、啊、
？That he should defy the armies of the living God.
他居然敢向那个永生神的军队骂阵呢
？David was jealous for the honor of the Lord.
他那个大卫呢，是为了神的那个荣耀呢，他那个热心的。
And knew that if Israel was put to shame, that the name of the Lord was put to shame.
如果以色列人呢蒙羞的话呢，也就是神蒙羞了。
And so he stood up against the giant.
所以他就站起来了，面对这个巨人。
Eleazar was that way.
那个以利亚撒也是这样。
He stood with David.
他呢跟大卫站立得住。
And we're told that he attacked until his hand was weary.
我们说这里告诉我们说他征战了，直到那个手臂都疲软了。
He fought with all of his might.
他呢用尽了他的力量啊来征战。
And we're told that his hand cleaved to the sword.
甚至他的手呢都粘住了那个刀把。
You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, we understand that the battle is not ours; it's the Lord's.
我们的弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们似乎是明白这个征战呢是主的，不是我们的。
We know that we're weak.
我们知道我们软弱。
We know that the Lord must do the fighting.
我们知道那个只有这个神的主呢，他必须要征战。
But somehow we hold in reserve.
但是呢，我们呢有许许多的保留。
We don't fight with all of our heart.
我们呢不与我们的主啊，用我们全心来与我们的主征战。
We think that well, the grace of God means that I don't have to exercise myself.
我们或者会说，那因为是神是这样的恩典呢，我们呢那个不需要那个太努力。
The grace just means that I sit and wait for God to do something.
那个恩典呢，就是说我们在这里站在坐着，也等着看看这神怎么做事。
But Eleazar was one who knew that he was outnumbered.
那个以利亚撒呢，他知道呢的那个他比不过敌人。
He knew that he did not have enough strength in himself.
他知道呢，在他里头呢没有足够的能力。
But he gave all that he had.
但是呢，他把他的所有都摆上了。
And he didn't let go of his sword.
他呢，怎么样都不让他那个刀呢离开他的手。
He had the word of God.
他有神的话。
And he held on to the word of God.
他紧紧的抓着神的话。
And he did so with all of his might.
他呢用他全心呢来那个这么行。
And the end was not death.
他结局呢不是死亡。
The end was life.
的结局呢是生命。
And the end was honor.
结局呢是荣耀。
Sharing the battle with the king.
跟那个王呢一同征战。
fellowship with the king in weakness.
在那个软弱当中的时候呢，与王一同交通。
And then sharing the glory with the king later.
最后呢是跟在荣耀当中的那个与他的王一同分享。
You remember the Lord Jesus speaking to the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
你就记得那个我们的主呢，在那个启示录的向七个教会说话。
Again and again, he commended them. He encouraged.
一再又一次又一次的，他称许他们，他那个鼓励他们。
I know your works.
我知道你的工作。
You held fast to my name.
你那个紧紧抓住我的名。
Did not grow weary.
你并不软弱。
This wins the heart of a king.
真的实在是得着了那个王的心。
This faith. That persists.
那个信心呢，坚持到底。
What is it that's going to keep you and me hanging on?
到底什么事情使我们能够在那紧紧地持守得住呢？
I think of that hymn, "O love that will not let me go."
那有诗歌，他说那个爱呢，那个不让我去。
If you're holding on, brothers and sisters, it's because He's holding you.
我弟兄姊妹，我们之所以能够的持守呢，是持守得住呢，是因为他紧紧的握着我们。
If I'm still standing here today,
我之所以能够在今天能够在这里能站立得住
，It's not because I was holding him.
不是因为我抓着他
，It's because he was holding me.
是因为他抓着我。
And if we have any faith to believe,
如果我们有任何的信心的话
，It's because he whispers.His word to our hearts.
是因为呢，他把他的话呢说在我们的心里。
Again and again.
一再的说。
And finally, there's Shama. It's time to stop.
我想这个到了，这是到结尾的时候。
But Shama, a very precious example.
那个这里说到他撒玛哈，他撒玛也是一个非常一个宝贝的一个人。
There was a little patch of lentils.
在那里呢。那个在一个长满那个红豆的一个田里头。
And the Philistine armies were getting food there.
那个那非利士的军队呢，在那里要得到食物。
And all of the people of Israel had run away.
所有以色列人都跑光了。
And Shama saw this field.
撒玛看见这件事情。
And somehow he didn't despise it.
他不以这件事情为小。
It's just a field of beans.
这个实在是一个只不过是个长满了红豆的田嘛。
What difference does it make?
到底这有什么太大的了不起的事呢
？But Shama's heart was very clear.
但是呢，撒玛的里面的心是非常的清楚的。
This little patch of lentils.
在这个里面这件是一点小的事情。
Belongs to the king.
所以这一点点的红豆呢，也是属于王的。
It does not belong to the Philistines.
它不属于非利士人的。
And so I'll stand on this little patch.
就所以呢，我就在这一点点的那个缺口上呢，我站立得住。
And I'll hold this little patch of ground for the king.
我呢，为了王的缘故呢，我那个为了紧紧的站在这小块田里头。
Now Shama may have been forgotten.
那个撒玛呢，也许的那个被人所遗忘了。
But he wasn't forgotten by David.
但是呢，大卫并没有忘记他。
He was among the first three.
他是在那三位当中的一位。
Because he held that little patch of ground for the king.
因为他为了王的缘故呢，紧紧的那个什么保护了那块田。
And it was his faith in God.
是他对在神里的信心啊
，and his love for the king，
和他对王的爱啊
，that made a way for God to work a great victory，
使得神呢能够有一个极大的得胜。
Now how about you, brothers and sisters？
弟兄姊妹，但你我如何呢
？Does God have you placed in a little patch of ground？
那个神是不是把你摆在一个什么样的一个光景里头呢
？Insignificant in the eyes of the world。
在世界人来看的话，也许是一个非常不起眼的事。
But this little patch of ground.
但是呢，你这么一点点的一块小那个地图啊
is part of the king's inheritance.
但是呢，它是属于神的那个产业的，那王的产业的一部分。
And he's called you to hold it for him.
他呼召你呢，为了他的那个的产业呢，持守得住。
And if he's captured your heart,
如果呢，他已经抓住你的心的话
，your faith in him,
你在他里面的信心
，will open the way for the Lord to accomplish a great victory.
为了主呢，你能够开一条路呢，那个那至终啊，带进了是得胜。
That he may be honored in your life.
他在你的生命当中呢，得到荣耀。
And that you may have a place in the king's inheritance.
同时呢，你在他神的产业里头呢，有你的地位。
Let's trust the Lord to deal with us.In those places where He's put us.
让我们来信靠神，在那这许许这些光景里头呢，神来对付我们。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your mercies to us.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你对我们的慈爱和怜悯。
Lord, truly you are the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
主啊，你实在是万主之主，万王之王。
And Lord, we are needy people.
我们实在是一群。需要的人。
And Lord, we see in ourselves, Lord, we are not worthy.
在我们里面，我们实在看见我们实在是不配。
But Lord, you have honored us in that you have called us.
但是呢，主你已经那个赐给我们，你已经有恩赐给我们。
To stand with you.
然后能够与你一同站立得住。
Lord, to accompany you.
跟你同行。
And Lord.Just to be close to you.
让我们能够更多的靠近你。
And Lord, we want to trust you.
主，我们实在是愿意来信靠你。
That in this time, in this generation.
在这个时代，在这个时候。
In this place where you put us.
但是在这里所摆在我们所那个所有的地方。
Lord, we want to stand with you.
我们愿意与你一同站立得住。
We want to stand for the rights of the king.
我们愿意的站在那个王的右边。
Stand for the glory, the honor of the king.
为着那个王的那个荣耀了，我们站立得住。
That you, Lord Jesus, may be recognized.
所以，耶稣基督的名呢，被人所称颂。
That you may receive your inheritance.
所以你能够得着你自己的产业。
That you may have your rightful place.
你有得着你自己的地方。
And that those around will know.
让所有周遭的人知道
that you are the true and the living God.
你也实在是那又真又活的神。
You are the man at God's right hand.
你是在那个神的右站在神的右手高举的。
One whom God has appointed to be the heir of all things.
那是神呢，在永所设立啊，是那个万那个要承受万有的。
Who shed your precious blood to redeem us?
你但是你却流了你的宝血，把我们拯救回来。
To give us new life, new hope.
让我们里头有一个新的生命，新的盼望。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
In your precious name.
在你的名中的祷告。阿门。